Okay, cool. Perfect. Alrighty, so it looks like you did a web registration and we're interested in both working capital and equipment financing.
Yeah, I mean, I already have a couple of, and I used, well, there for a long, for a while, I did the one that it would go against your credit card, and then they would take it out of my.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I did that one, and then that one's been paid off for a while. And now I
Okay.
actually have two different ones that I'm doing right now, and I was trying to combine them all, and I was also
Okay.
trying to get a piece of equipment,
Okay.
and was trying to do a combination, but this one is just taken out of my checking account every single day, Monday through Friday, but not on a
Okay.
holiday.
Okay.
And I also have one, I have a piece of equipment I have a lease to own on, and that's just done monthly. But I was trying to
Okay.
do maybe combine it all. That'd be fantastic if we could ever make that work,
Okay, sure.
and go from there.
Okay, sounds
So
good.
this is my busiest time of the year between now and January. But then we
Oh,
go
okay.
back, I mean, between now and December, then we go back every single month has been a record maker. I've been in business
That's
16 years,
good.
and
Are
every
you?
single month has been a record breaker month from all months past except one, and we were close. So
Okay,
it's
that's
an
good.
incredible,
Well,
incredible year.
yeah, that's good to hear. Are you guys a like a retail store or?
We are. I do. We do embroidery, monogramming, team sport apparel. I do tons and tons of back to school apparel for athletics. And then we have drill teams, bands, tons and tons. So
Oh, wow.
very we did, hold on one second, let me pull my spreadsheet up that has my numbers,
Okay.
because all of a
So
sudden
you
my
do a
mind.
lot for like schools and like
Yes.
teams and stuff like
And
that.
I had to do a questionnaire for I was able to go and get some government funding to send one of my young ladies back to school.
Oh, nice.
So it's really cool. It's through small businesses here in Texas, and so it's really cool. And so I had to go fill out a questionnaire for what do you call that? Oh, not a Fortune 500 company, but well, what do you call one of those things? Not a Better Business Bureau, but something. Oh God, what do you call? My brain is on overflow.
SBA? Oh.
Yeah, well. It's almost like a Fortune 500 company, but
Okay.
I had to go fill out an online. God, what do you? Well, take that back. Through your, like, if you go do your a credit check for yourself, it's
Okay.
through, but this is like through your company.
Oh, like a bit, DMB?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Well, kind of like that. Okay, so but it was like that. So I had to go fill out a questionnaire, and it says my business, because it says how much of your business is repeat business. And we probably have 70% of our business is repeat business.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So, and because of that, it says my business is worth $2.5 million.
Oh, wow, the net worth?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I started out in my home as sewing patches on Boy Scout uniforms. Hold on one second. We have a question. Can you hold on, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Don't know if they have the true color or if they have. We may have to just look it up and see if they have on that. It's not on there.
This shirt is not even on
Now that was ours. I don't remember if it's the one color. Okay, but 5, 5, and 39, so which one gets
Well,
the.
okay, here's the card for lunch.
Well, we can't say I think. We're going to have to know exactly what shirt gets which. So we'll probably have
Please
to.
bring a receipt back.
Fine. I'm really sorry. Hold on.
Okay, no problem.
Well, maybe it may not be ready tomorrow. So we have to cut it and then get it pressed, and we're trying to work in between, not knowing this is coming. But it might be Friday before we can get it done. Okay, well, someone needs to, I mean, you just, we'll do our best. I just can't promise. But we need a name and a phone number, and we need to call
Do you
her.
like cons?
Hey, just a minute. She'll have to write that down. Neither one of us have from memory.
Well, I can't do this, so I'm sorry.
Okay. We'll have to call and find out.
in the future, you can't just give us one day to add numbers.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. I really don't know, and we have usually pretty good notes on those colors. We'll have to look it up. Okay, we'll have to go look through her orders when she ordered that shirt to look to see what we put colors on there. But then if she's just going to tell us three numbers, but she doesn't know what number goes on which jersey, that's not going to be helpful. Sorry. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Sounds like a lot going on.
Oh, it's been crazy. So last year we are at $405,000 a year. So, and the year before it was $389,000, and right now we're on scale to do almost $500,000, so about $500,000.
Oh, wow. That's good. Did you have to hire new people then and things like that?
Yes, we have. We did hire one more, and then it's just kind of hit and miss on the part-time. So, yeah, but nothing really huge on that end. So, but anyway, very excited on that part.
That's good. Well, hopefully, it sounds like it's going to continue to grow, so that's awesome.
Right. So I know that everything's there. It's just all of a sudden everything's kind of hit all at once, and all of a sudden funds are a little low. And
do you do like little leagues and softball and all the,
Then when I put you on hold, that's what I was just talking to another customer about. I'd been in the store,
nice.
And the phone rang, and it was a phone call I was waiting on, so I had to walk away from her, so I had to call her at work and apologize that I had to walk away, and she's like, that she was coming for her work. Well, then she goes, wait, on another note, I want to talk about my daughter's kickball league.
Oh, wow.
It's about 40 teams, and the people that they used in the past royally screwed up every single team for her. And I said, well, we're human, we do make mistakes, but I guarantee we will correct it. And just an example, we just did Haltom Softball Girls League in the spring. They had 400 girls, and we made two mistakes.
And
we fixed them. I said, those are pretty good odds.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good percentage.
It is.
You did the whole league?
Yes, we did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we do.
Wow, that's busy.
No, we are. We're very busy. Very busy.
That's good.
So anyway, you guys sent something to my mail. I get one from people all the time, and I just kind of look at different ones and randomly I'll go, yeah, I don't need it right now, But then I thought, sometimes I just want to see, because I actually am getting a new piece of equipment delivered tomorrow, and I'd like to call and say, hey, I'm not going to do it from them, and I'll just pay cash, and just, if we could get the funds from you guys, and I would rather pay cash for the machine out of your funds rather than having to pay them, pay them their monthly fee.
I see. Okay. So basically that piece of equipment that's getting delivered tomorrow, did you already pay them at all, or it's just getting delivered first?
I signed my contract, which I can cancel that. All I would lose is my $295 fees. But they actually won't deposit my check or actually start the contract until it's delivered and set up, which won't be until Friday or Monday.
Okay.
So even though it's being delivered tomorrow, until it's set up, they don't. So it's not considered.
Okay. How much is that piece of equipment?
It is $13,000.
Okay.
Now,
and then go ahead.
The other two notes are, of course, this is a printout from the end of June, so it doesn't count anything in July, which is $226. Its balance was $22,000, and the other company's balance was $20,000, so we're right about $42,000.
Okay, so you have two working capitals or capital loans now.
Right.
And
then I would like to roll in, that one machine if at all possible, and then possibly. So I'm thinking right at $100,000 if at all possible. And then I didn't know how that would work. You just kind of do what they do, and you just tell me what my daily fee is and take it out daily, or how do you guys normally work?
Okay, sure. What we do is we actually have two different programs here. Some of the other competitors only have one, which is like capital, or they only have equipment. We have both equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
To just give you a very brief, highlight of it, equipment financing, what we can do is we can finance that piece for you. We'll just pay the vendor the cash or whatever, and then you just pay us a monthly payment for that. For those, it's kind of like a car loan, so it's like 2 to 5 year term, monthly payments.
Right, and that's what they are with me, except theirs is a lease. Is yours a lease too?
No, ours is actually like you get to keep the
so
thing afterwards.
And we're really kind of what, you know, that's what kind of pisses me off in a way is because because then they're turn around and then I have to pay an additional 10% after my lease is up to now buy it.
That's crazy.
And that's what that's called Beacon Funding.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see that. I see you did some business with them back in November too, and that's
how
she.
Well, I have that one too. So if we, and then if we could pay off both, because that was for one I've already received.
Oh, I see.
Doing $100,000, you know, then I could go ahead and pay off both of them, or pay, you know, and then but and then working capital. But I mean, like I said, and I would just, you know, try to like to do it in one whole lump sum. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, of course. So for the the one that you're going to get, you know, in the next few days or whatever, it's the price that they give them of $13K. Is that just to lease it? What would be the price if, you know, if you were to buy it?
Let's see.
Because I think that might be different.
Hold on. Well, really not. Hold on. Okay. Actually, this is the right one. July 7th. Okay, yeah, July. Yeah, 2016. Okay, it was actually $12,500, and I had already put $1,500 down. So actually, I only owe $11,000. And I can pay directly to the manufacturer to that, and I can cancel everything else.
I see. Okay, and then the $11,000 is to continue the lease, or is that?
No.
That was actually what do you call it?
Forget that we even because. I can call and say, "Hey, cancel that. Keep my $295. Tear up my check. I'm going to pay Baridin. That's the name of the machine, the manufacturer of the machine. I'm going to pay Baridin direct."
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. So the machine itself is $12,500.
Okay.
I had to pay $1,500 deposit to hold it because they were. And so anyway, that's my deposit. They held it.
Yeah.
They kept my money, so that's no big deal. So my balance to Baridin is $11,000. Now, through Beacon Funding, which,
I see what you're saying. Basically, you're the vendor
if I could eliminate Beacon Funding, I'm only going to lose $295, and I pay directly to Baridin $11,000. I can say,
hey, okay, and you get to keep the piece at the end of it and everything.
I beg your pardon? Yes.
I said, and you get to, okay.
Yes, exactly. So, but... if I have to go through Beacon Funding, which I'm doing right now, obviously, unless you guys can, you know, switch that in the next day. It was, let me find all my numbers here. The remaining, so they did payments, $323 for 48 months. I made $15,000. Then at $15,504. And then they turned around and added the 10% option into it. So that made payments $16,754. And so so that's what I had to finance was the $16,000 through them.
Oh, $16,000 how much?
$754.
Okay. Okay, cool.
But if we could just, you know, have the straight $11,000, you know, and then just pay you guys the monthly fee, then I could just pay Baridin direct. And
exactly.
It depends on what, you know, what the interest rate is. I was going to try to run those numbers before you called, and it has been total busy, as you can even tell. But you, how busy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I can do is I can expedite this because it sounds like we need to, you know, get this in place, you know, before everything, you know, with Beacon and all that crazy stuff.
Right.
Well, what is your credit like? Do you remember at all or from the last time you pulled it?
It used to be at 699, right at 700, and because I've already had some things pulled and some of these other credits, it's down and around the mid 650, or maybe 650, something like that.
Okay.
But, you know, your thing said you don't pull credit reports, so, you know.
Oh, we do a soft check. We don't do, like, a hard check with the three agencies. We only do Experian, which is soft.
Right. So cool. That's what it is. It's, you know, it was up higher, but now that because there's a few more credit dings, then it goes down because the more you check it, then it goes down.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. We have a lot of different programs. Okay. Perfect. So what was I gonna say? So the consolidation, the two working capitals right now. You said one is $22K and the other one is $20K.
That's what it was when I said when it was on June 30th. I did not run reports today.
Oh, okay. Is that a daily payment?
Yes.
And do you know what the daily is?
Yeah, let me refine that because I've just pulled everything out and now I don't know what happened to it. So hold on.
Okay.
That goes there. That goes. Gosh, dang it. This is now in a total disarray on my desk. I gotta find where I just laid that. Really not that unorganized today, it seems like it. Okay, so there's my desk. There it is. Okay. One is 22681, and the other one is, oh gosh, 27857.
Okay. And then what company are they with?
One's called Credibly, and one's called On Deck.
On Deck. Okay. Okay. And do you remember, do you still have, like, the contracts on you at all, or, like, maybe in PDF format?
Yeah, I have all that, absolutely.
You do? Okay, cool. Because what it sounds like I have two different options here that I can run numbers and see what's the best deal for you, and
okay.
Which one you approve for. So the first option is to consolidate your two loans and
mm-hmm.
then get you a additional equipment financing loans separate. So you have two loans, basically, one capital, one
mm-hmm.
equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
Another option is I can just put all everything into one big capital loan
mm-hmm.
payment. So okay. I'll...
Right, that's kind of what I was almost thinking of myself.
Okay, the second one is better for you? It sounds
well,
like...
Well, it depends on, I mean, obviously weigh out the two options.
Right, yeah, we'll see which one. I'll run numbers and see which one's a better deal for you, and then we can go
okay.
from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So right now, if you can send over, I'll send over the application right now.
Okay.
It's just basic business info, your personal information, things like that. And then also just need 6 months of bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so January to June. And then when your customers pay you, do they pay you with credit card more or more like checks and cash?
Both.
Both. Okay. Do you think your credit cards are about like 25% of your monthly revenue?
Oh my! I you know I have not done the percentage to tell you that, but obviously.
Okay, no problem.
You
just
bank statement,
seeing if you.
Not.
Okay, cool. So how about you just send everything in, and then that way it will expedite everything for you instead of, you know,
right,
going back
right.
and forth with me. Okay,
right.
So I just need the merchant statement then. So from February, March, April, May, June. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll need March to June merchant statement. And
okay.
then also just need the contracts with the On Deck and Credibility or whatever they're called. And
uh-huh.
then also the it's basically the quote for the equipment you want to
okay,
buy.
My Baradin quote, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Oh, actually, sorry, one more thing. Tax return. I almost forgot.
The what now?
Tax return.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, you know when you're self-employed, the tax returns mean nothing.
Well, I just need the page that shows your sales from last
I'm
year.
I'm sorry?
I just need the page that shows your sales from last year.
Oh, like I said, that's okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, that. Well, I can tell you oh, that. This, yeah, okay. Like I said, when you're self-employed,
yeah.
and you're a DBA, that means nothing.
I know. You write off everything and everything, but
yes, sure can.
Yeah. So, I mean, does the sales say like I know you said last year about like 400-ish.
Yeah.
Say like gross
yeah.
sales. That's 400.
Yeah, hell no. That's not going to show that. You think I'm stupid enough to let the IRS know exactly what my sales really are?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just take a look at it. But I'll look at your 6 months of bank statement and I'll just
well,
times it by two.
It yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably going to show probably a lot of it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I just need it just because it's one of the things we need to bring on.
Oh,
but I'm going to put in the notes that your sales is basically five something. Tracking for, and then
right, yes.
we base it off that number, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And you
yeah.
can probably tell that through the bank statements and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. We mostly base it off of the banks
both,
anyways. It's just...
I do have, we do send some through my personal account just because,
uh-huh.
yeah. But anyway, some of the credit card sales go through my personal account because when we travel, then because
okay.
the square is set up
yeah.
in my personal account, not through my business account.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
I have to do that sometimes. I know how it works.
Yeah. Well, you know, we work with a lot of small businesses, so you're not the first one.
Exactly. Okay. Well, you got to send me what. So I'll have your email address. So.
Sure. I'll send it over. I have Kim's.
I had someone else had actually emailed, and so I take it he gave it. Hold on.
Was like Dennis or something.
So he forwarded it to you.
Yeah. So he's like my manager. He just kind of distributes everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I'll send it to Kim SUTTON @ kimscloset.com.
Kim's-closet.com.
Kim's with the K. Both of them.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Yes. All right.
All righty. Uh-huh. So I'll send it over, and then also just the list, just in case you know if you forget or anything like that.
Okay.
And then as sooner you get it in, the faster we can get everything processed.
Oh no, I will. That's fine. As soon as you send it out, then I'll finish gathering all my documents and find it and get them all ready to scan.
Okay. Perfect.
All right,
sounds good.
Uh huh. Bye bye.
Bye bye.